It's stupid-ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
The roast of Rob Lowe finally aired on Comedy Central last night. We've been waiting for the ripping on conservative commentator Ann Coulter. But let's begin with Roastmaster David Spade.
For years, Rob Lowe had a sex addiction, but he cured it by getting less famous. Rob was in a movie called The Outsiders back in the day. His character was called Soda Pop, because at the time, Rob was 98% Coke. It's not easy being Rob. He said being so handsome made it difficult for him to find meaningful roles. I wanted to ask Brad Pitt about that, but he was too busy acting in meaningful roles. Rob's not a gay man, but he plays one every moment of his life. Our younger audience might not know who you are, so kids, this is who your mom thinks about when she's f***ing your dad.
All right, and let's see. Pete Davidson, Rob Riggle, Jimmy Carr, Peyton Manning, Nikki Glaser, Jeff Ross, all attacking Ann Coulter.
And Ann Coulter is here, everybody. Ann Coulter, if you're here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? You know, last year we had Martha Stewart, who sells sheets, and now we have Ann Coulter, who cuts eye holes in them.
Ann Coulter is here, which can mean only one thing. Someone must have said her name three times. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Ann Coulter is one of the most repugnant, hateful, hatchet-faced b****s alive. But it's not too late to change, Ann. You could kill yourself. Ann Coulter looks so much like a truck stop transvestite whore that I saw Jeff Ross run to an ATM just before the show.
I just realized that I am not the only athlete up here tonight. As you all know, earlier this year, Ann Coulter won the Kentucky Derby.
The only person you will ever make happy is the Mexican who digs your grave.
And against gay marriage. What's your thinking on that? If I can't get a husband, they shouldn't either.
I love these roasts because there's nothing that's off limits.
No holds barred, yeah.
And it seems like if you're not going all the way there, it's sort of...
Just don't even bother. Yeah. Take it all the way home.
And this is Anne responding to the jokes about her.
Thank you. I want to welcome everybody to the Ann Coulter Roast with Rob Lowe.
Her whole set bombed. Listen to this delivery.
I'm honored to share this stage with a patriot, Rob Riggle. Thank you for your service. You were a Marine for over 20 years. You've seen things no man should have seen, including The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Peyton Manning, I applaud your conservative convictions. I know you're a big supporter of Jeb Bush. That's a political contribution that will pay handsomely. Jeb got four delegates, which makes me laugh harder than any of the jokes tonight.
What was that, Ann? All right, Ann, give me a popsicle stick punchline and then laugh at your own joke.
I don't even know one. I don't like to laugh at my own jokes.
How about the Batman joke?
What animal's favorite sport is baseball?
What?
A bat.
She's her own joke insurance.
I know, but sounds like miserable. Yeah. I feel bad for her. She just sounds like a miserable human being.
That's right. You do a pretty good Ann Coulter.
Her laugh is miserable. That should be on her tombstone. Even her laugh is miserable.